It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Well, here we are again, another episode of the Define Your Brand podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Matt Crane, and my other co-host, my man, Jeremy Warner, Rush Impact Automotive, Rush Impact Media, your brand, your responsibility. And today's episode's a little twist.
Yeah.
You know, we really have, over the past several months, with different interviews that we've had and different guests we've come on, and a lot of the engagement with our audience, our listeners, you know, we really wanted to take this opportunity in this episode to break down things you should do to define your brand. Now, obviously, there's a million things out there, but these specific things that we're going to talk about today continuously get brought up and brought up. And Jeremy, you and I both felt like it was time to maybe elaborate on them a little bit. So things to do to define your brand.
Well, I completely agree with you, Matt. You know, we're into our 11th, 12th episode. We have a couple more getting ready to launch. We wanted to share this and come on the podcast itself and be able to share some knowledge on some of our successes on what we've done to help define our brand as a person and as a company, and that really, really helped us, you know, increase our exposure, increased, you know, how we're seen in the marketplace. And, you know, at the end of the day, some of these key components, it's redundant stuff that you hear from different levels, but it's also the same stuff that you hear over and over and over again. And it's some of the keys that the experts, the real influencers are doing time and time and time again, and they're doing it consistently. And that's the key with all this, is the only way that you're going to get any attention, the only way that you're going to get your brand noticed is being consistent with it, taking action upon it, and doing it over and over and over again. So these five keys here, these are what we feel like are some of the biggest things that you can do that can get yourself attention and get yourself known as the expert in the marketplace at whatever you do. And I'll let you start off with number one. For one reason, that's how we got connected, and for two, that I feel like that you're a little bit better at this realm than I am. I'm building myself up to this and being, you know, frequent and consistent with it, and that's live video.
Yeah, so before we kick into live video, guys, once again, we want to say thanks to everyone that's going to be checking us out on our Facebook Live, as well as listening across our platforms on iTunes and SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Podbean, TuneIn, and soon coming to Planet Mars. But live video, and you're exactly right, Jeremy. Live video was something that introduced the two of us together. It helped us launch the Power of Great podcast before. It's allowed me to now be able to say that I'm officially a part of Rush Impact, and it allowed me to transition into my new career. And what it really boiled down to is are you going to have the courage enough to do what our man Hank Norman said on the very first episode, and that was press record and put yourself out there? And for me, guys, anybody that knows me or watches anything that we do, I don't have a problem trying to get attention. I actually enjoy it quite a bit. But what I've learned over the process is that live video doesn't need to be fancy all the time. More people are going to resonate with, are you clicking record when you're walking down the street and showing what you're doing? And for me, it all started on Periscope. When Periscope got big, obviously I started watching other Periscopes. I was referenced to Grant Cardone He was the very first person I watched on Periscope. And then I just decided to press record myself and start showcasing different things, whether it was I making a sales call, or was I watching a video, or was my kid saying something funny? And then over time, I started to realize that I was building a certain group of people that resonated with me. And you know, Jeremy, one of the things that I definitely want you to allude on, because I think that this is what you were talking about as you're building yourself up with live video, is that what it really allowed me to do was reach a market at a much faster rate, but also be able to build continuity with what I was wanting to accomplish as a brand, or maybe it was accomplishing with a certain career I was looking to get into, or a certain opportunity I wanted to seize. And the only way I was able to get noticed that way was to actually press record and showcase that. And, you know, I think it speaks volumes of what we're doing now, and live video, in my opinion, is the most important thing that any brand or any individual should be doing right now without even thinking about it.
Yeah. I can completely agree with what you just said. It's the number one component to get exposure, to get attention, and to actually create and build an audience. You know, the biggest thing with live video and anything that you're doing in a video aspect is you want to resonate with your audience. You want to build a following, and you want that following to be there every single time that you're on live video. And the reason why that's important is because those are the individuals that resonate with what you are, what your brand is, and actually the message that you're getting across. So, you know, I completely agree with you on that, Matt. Live video is a major, major component. It's a huge, huge factor on getting attention, getting yourself out there, and building that audience. And, you know, with whatever line of work that you're doing, you want to be known as the expert. The fastest way you're going to be able to do that is by video, because a video allows you to relate with the individual. It allows you to build a relationship with the individual, and that individual starts to trust you. They start to know who you are. You know, you're being consistent with it. You're being frequent. And then next thing you know, you're 30 days into it, and that individual sees you as the person that is the expert in that field. And, you know, people need to understand where the digital era has gone and where it's going to. You know, me being in sales and the marketing aspect for a long time, I've seen this shift now for the last 5 or 6 years, and every year it gets increasingly more. You know, 2016 was the first year that digital spent was at a higher number than traditional spending. And traditional spending is radio, TV, you know, direct mail, things like that. So the digital aspect of it this is the first time ever in the history that, you know, digital was outspent, or it was a greater spent than with the traditional aspect of it. So that just shows you where the attention's going, where everything's shifting to. And the quicker that you can get yourself comfortable with the video component of it and get yourself out in the marketplace, it's going to allow you to do things that you would never, ever dream about before. You know, no one ever thought that, hey, I can have my own commercial. No one ever thought that, hey, I can reach out to millions of people and actually make an impact and have some type of influence. But with technology today and how everything's shifting, especially with Facebook Live, you know, every single person on the planet, pretty much, even dogs, cats, all types of animals, has Facebook. They have their own account. You know, take Instagram. It's shifting the same way. And both of those social media platforms is giving you the leverage and the opportunity for you at any given moment to press record, get on there, share your story, and then develop an audience and build that brand, your brand around that audience, and then share the things that you do best and share the opportunities that you might have for that individual. And that's through live video.
Well, and you brought up a great point, traditional advertising spent versus social spending. And, you know, I've spent years in business development. And one of the biggest things and the biggest disconnects that I've seen, especially in local markets, when you think about small business development, which we all know that small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They've withstood the hands of time. But in small businesses especially, they're still stuck on this traditional spending. Now, I'm not knocking that you should still get on your local radio stations or you should still get on your local television stations. But these small businesses are not going to be able to challenge the big players, especially in the e-commerce space, or especially some of these bigger chains that have online shopping capabilities, because they're only going to market to their local marketplaces. You have to think outside the box, and you have to be able to reach a whole different clientele. And what live video allows you to do is eliminate the space between you and other potential customers. You know, now there could be a business in Pulaski, Tennessee that could get an order here in Albemarle, North Carolina, where we're filming today, right? Mm-hmm. And it could take 30 seconds. And you say this to us all the time, and this is actually something that you bring up to us, especially during the research phase, is that, you know, 60 seconds of live video is equivalent to 1.8 million viewers. Now, you name me another time in history, especially with small businesses who could be strapped budgetary-wise, who could be limited to funds and spending, on how they can take that channel and they can reach 1.8 million potential new clients. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important that you really take a hard look at what you're doing as a brand or as a business or as a company. And are you utilizing live video to its capabilities? And here's the best part. It doesn't have to be good.
No.
Brands are actually now showing more blooper reels in live video than they're showing the great parts of it, because people resonate with authenticity. Return customers or loyal client base will only be that way with you is if they feel like you're part of their family.
Well, and the biggest thing, you know, being authentic, you know, people are sick and tired of watching the same stuff that is produced over and over and over and over again. And when they see something that is authentic, they see something that they can relate to as an individual, that allows them to be become more comfortable with you. So, you know, when you think there's a mistake, if you think that it's not good enough or the lighting's not right, or this is not right, or this is, you know, what I said was the wrong thing to say, you know, you just have to do it. And it doesn't have to be 3 hours long. It doesn't have to be 2 hours long. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes. You know, good content will be good content, and your audience will relate with that. So, you know, take 5 minutes, write down some key notes on how you're going to present yourself, you know, and just go at it as every time you hit record, that you're learning something else. You're pushing it out. And you're teaching that audience something about you and your story. And at the end of the day, it's going to resonate. You know, you just need one viewer at a time, and then you just keep building that audience, building that audience, building that audience. You know, you don't want to get on a live video and have 1,000 people and 990 of them don't resonate with you whatsoever. You're not going to get the message across. You're not going to get that true, authentic, organic, you know, audience that you need. So, you know, build it one at a time. You want people that are going to relate with you. You want people that need your services, and you need people that you're going to be able to solve problems for them and then have them become a client for life.
Well, I remember to that point before Jeremy, we move on to our number two. Obviously, guys and gals, you can see how important live video is. But I remember when we launched the Power Great podcast, and the very first episode I did, I had a green screen that was wrinkled behind me. I didn't have lighting, so I was using a lamp that I had unscrewed the top off of, and it looked like a lantern. So I felt like I was Paul Revere. And I was using my Facebook earbuds, and then I had music playing on my phone in the background. Like, it was just a D-rated shot video at best.
It's a goat rodeo.
But yeah, exactly. But when I really go back and look at that, I'm almost more proud of that video than I am anything else, because that took courage. And for someone like myself who always wants to put my best foot forward and always wants to look important and always wants to look, you know, like I'm doing things 100%, you know, like all the big superstars are, that's actually probably my favorite video because it was just who I was. And it was me just being the guy that eventually would get on those stages and create that opportunity. But I had to hit record and I had to hit live video. So number one, live video. Don't wait. Start right now. I'm going to go ahead and roll into number two if you're cool with that. So number two, you got to write a blog. You know, when you really think about developing a brand and defining your brand, you have to think about what the end user is also doing. So there's going to be those people who want to digest live video content. And then there's going to be those people that want you to do it for them. They want you to write it out. They want you to be able to have something they can tangibly hold in their hand or print or bookmark, so to speak. And they don't want to have to extract it. So writing a blog gives you a number of opportunities to put down what you're feeling, create a sense of urgency with either a topic or a brand, or maybe you just want to showcase your thoughts on something that's happening, maybe a trend. But the real kicker to writing a blog is that it's another form of content. Jeremy, you talk about this all the time, you know, multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. So writing a blog is just adding another stream of content to your arsenal that's going to allow you to stay relevant and to stay active and maybe not overdo a certain type with your community. And, you know, I think writing a blog is extremely powerful because it's very impersonal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love what you hit on there, you know, having many pieces of content. And the biggest thing when you're going into this is in developing who you are as a personal brand and then pushing that personal brand into the type of business that you do is you have to approach this at every angle. You have to be able to not only be the influencer that can do live streams, you got to be able to, you know, be the person that's writing a blog. You got to be the person that's creating content at different levels because your audience is not across just one channel. You're going to have to utilize every single channel and use the different types of content that you push out there to be able to resonate with your audience. And you know, in this instance, writing a blog resonates with different types of individual that you can reach that maybe a live video won't work. So, you know, writing a blog is a key component to showing your audience that, hey, here's another level of me. Maybe they watched you on a live stream video and what you said just didn't resonate with them. And now you're promoting your website or you know, just a blog page in general. And that allows you to have that member of that audience look at you from a different view and actually maybe reading resonates more to them. Like for me, you know, I love reading books, but for me, I like listening to the author read the books to me because, you know, I feel the passion into it. So, and it gets me more involved and then, you know, I have the book in front of me and I'm highlighting key things. That's how I learn. You know, everybody learns at different levels. Some people like watching videos, some people like listening to others and others like reading. So, you know, you got to be just like a switch hitter in baseball. You know, if you're multi-talented at that aspect where, you know, the coach can't change a pitcher on you because you can swing left and right. So having that within the digital space where you're able to do live videos, you're able to write a blog, you're able to create other content that's going to push out in the marketplace and actually resonate at different levels besides just one thing is going to make you multi-talented.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I like the homage to being a switch hitter in baseball.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Because I like that. But you're exactly right. Now you become multifaceted, and the chances of you not being in the game are limited now.
Yeah.
You start eliminating excuses that you're not in the game. And, you know, the last thing you want to have happen is someone else take advantage of an opportunity that you should have seized. And so When you think about writing a blog too, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty simple. When you go shopping, or if you're getting ready to buy a house, or if you're getting ready to move, or whatever it is, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to ask people's opinion. You're going to ask somebody, does this look good on me?
Yep.
Is this neighborhood a good neighborhood? What's the school systems like?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, did this product break down on you? Okay. Did this car deliver the value, and it was it worth the price? And guess what a blog allows you to do? A blog allows you to write topics on your experiences in all these avenues.
Yeah.
So you could quite possibly be the one person, and you may not never know it. Here's the other great point to this. Don't wait for somebody to tell you that your blog mattered. If you don't put it out, it ain't going to matter anyway. But you could, your blog or your content could be that one piece of content that helps somebody move to a neighborhood, or help somebody buy new fashion,
yep,
or steer away from purchasing this car and buy this car. So it's so important that you understand that these types of content give you legitimacy. And the only way you're going to seem legitimate or be legitimate, or even give yourself an opportunity to be legitimate, is people have to know you and they have to feel comfortable with what you're doing.
Yeah, I love that key component where you said, you know, just don't think about it, do it, because it's going to resonate with someone and you're going to make an impact, you know. And it goes back to the whole thing that, you know, a huge influencer for us is Grant Cardone. He talks about being omnipresent. And omnipresence is the state of where you are everywhere. And live video, social media, blog, radio, podcast, all these things give you the avenue and the opportunity at any given moment to be omnipresent. And in order for you to become the expert and the person of influence, you have to be omnipresent. You have to be the individual where that person is seeing you over and over and over again. And going right out to the blog and going to number three, which for us right now, we see a huge component, and we can talk about social media, but the one thing that I like right now is actually Instagram. And Instagram obviously is doing a lot of great things right now. They've incorporated Insta stories. Now I just saw today they're actually going to be able to do live Insta stories between face-to-face. So now you can do a live Insta story with, you know, a friend over in another part of the world or another city, and it's almost taking taking the phone component out of it, and you know, Instagram understands that, hey, I got to keep you on the platform. So, you know, you have that. Now they've changed their swipe up capabilities. You got to have 10,000 followers to have that, and the engagement aspect of it. There's a lot of things and a lot of different ways that you can create content and actually have engagement within Instagram. And, you know, by tagging individuals in the Instagram stories, by using hashtags, by tagging the location, it's allowing you to utilize a social media platform to get the exposure that you need and whatever capabilities that you need. And let's take this, for instance, right now. A real estate agent, okay? If you're a real estate agent, you're using Instagram stories and you're creating videos through that, and that's one thing that Rush Impact Media does is, you know, we are the experts in creating content, especially video content. You know, you have Instagram videos that are showcasing your homes. It's showcasing you as a real estate agent. It's showing all everything that you can bring to the table and all the value that you bring to the table. And then you have 10,000 followers. You know, you showcase a home, and then all of a sudden you have the swipe up capabilities where you can put the home link into there. And now it's taking them to the link itself. It has all your contact information, best way to contact. Maybe you have a, you know, you're pushing it to a funnel page, allow you to capture some, you know, leads. And now you have a component where you can actually create leads from. You can actually speak to the audience, show them that you're the expert. And now all of a sudden say, hey, maybe you want to go ahead and tag, you know, you're in Sarasota, Florida, and then you want to tag over to Tampa and you want to hit that market. So now you can showcase your story and your videos and tag the Tampa market. And now all of a sudden people over there are looking at it and they see your videos over and over and over again. So you can actually utilize those capabilities. It costs you nothing. All you got to do is get on there, press record, start talking about the things that you do. And then all of a sudden now you're speaking to another audience. So, you know, that's why I feel right now that Instagram and all the components within Instagram, it's going to allow you to really define your brand at a whole nother level on social media. The engagement over there is very, very aggressive. If you utilize the right hashtags and do your research on the hashtags that actually have, you know, meaning to what the post is, you know, just don't hashtag, you know, you're a real estate agent and you're hashtagging puppies. I mean, you're not going to resonate with the audience. You want to use hashtags that actually have something to do with what you're talking about. You know, your hashtags allow you to go after your audience.
Well, I absolutely love the point you just brought up about the geotagging and putting your location in, because I mean, I can tell you firsthand just on my own Instagram, when we're traveling across the country and we go to a restaurant that has great food, or we go to a park that has unbelievable scenery, or if we're at one of our automotive dealership clients and there's just an abundance of great customer services happening.
Yeah,
man, we're going on there and we're tagging these businesses and we're locating where they are. And what happens is that I know me personally, I saw the engagement go up on these particular posts tenfold.
Yeah.
And these are people that don't even know me. But what you're really able to do is, once again, now you're starting to create influence. And if you do it at a consistent basis, it's going to allow you to now all of a sudden be someone that these businesses could rely on, reach out to ask for more influence. Other businesses and people are going to start trusting what you're saying and trusting what you're doing. And I think the other point that you brought up, and I want to be very emphatic about this, is the research. Guys and gals, all five of these are going to define your brand, but they're not going to define your brand overnight. And they're certainly not going to do it for you. If you're not committed to putting in the work, researching, but posting relevant stuff. Jeremy said it perfectly. If I'm a vacuum cleaner salesperson and I'm only posting about things on my farm and hauling hay, is that going to sell me more vacuum cleaners? No. Of course it's not. However, if there's people out there that respond to those photos of me hauling hay and running a farm, but then they can also see content on there that shows where, hey, I'm a vacuum cleaner salesman. There's the opportunity. They may want to say, hey, can you sell me a vacuum? So you have to do your research. You have to know that if you're posting, here's what drives me nuts. And I'm just going to put it out there. Jeremy, you knew a rant was coming, right? But here's what I'm all set with. Okay. Is it drives me nuts when I see folks that post something and they're posting themselves speaking on stage about selling a product, but then they put fitness 101 as a hashtag. Yes, they're trying to gain the attention of the fitness hashtag, but it's not relevant. And it shows that their content's not authentic. And in my opinion, I think that if I was in the fitness space, I would almost look at it like a negative, like you're not bringing the light the way that it should be on the industry as a whole. So I don't know how you feel about it, but I just feel like, especially on Instagram, because there's so many eyeballs on it, that you just have to be relevant across the board. Your hashtags had to coincide with your content, and your content needs to really coincide with what your page description is all about.
Well, and for me, you know, that's one of my pet peeves too. I mean, you know, I just don't pay it any attention. You know, at the end of the day, you know, here's one thing the market is going to help you realize. And Gary Vaynerchuk says this all the time. The market will dictate if it's good enough. And if it's not good enough, you're just not going to get any attention. And the only way that you're going to get attention and actually become, you know, the expert in your field is by doing research, by doing your homework, and making sure that your content resonates with your brand. You know, you can't be posting images of McDonald's and then the next image talk about going to work out, you know, and then trying to be the guy that, hey, let me show you how to, you know, how to do this exercise or this, or let's take it even further. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of coaches out there and, you know, it gets drowned. You can't try to coach someone if you haven't done it yourself. You know, I'm not on here trying to tell you guys, hey, I can coach you through this, coach you through this, coach you through this. I'm not a coach. But what I can tell you is how to market, how to do sales, how to define your brand at a personal level, and how to create content to get there, because that's what we're experts at. You know, so you got to make sure your message is hitting the audience that you're trying to target. And we just had Cherry May on our podcast, and she has top five
phenomenal
of you know how she developed her brand, and I'm gonna talk about, you know, number three right here, and this is gonna resonate with everything, is position yourself as the authority, and what that means is you have to position yourself as the authority in your field in whatever you do. It doesn't matter what it is, but your content has to resonate with your brand. So it's big key here. When you're pushing your content out, make sure it is resonated with your brand. It could be live video. It could be a blog. It can be Instagram. It could be Facebook. It could be Snapchat, but it has to resonate. And then number four, I'm going to let Matt start off with this one, because I for me, you know, it's a great honor to be able to come out and share my story and actually get out here and do a podcast and you know, share some of my knowledge with everybody. And you know, if I can impact one person, then, you know, I've done my job. But, you know, this is where I feel that Matt is an expert himself, is that is starting a podcast.
Well, thank you for that, Jeremy. And that means the world to me. And it's funny because, you know, guys, the power of great, many of you know it, but Jeremy was instrumental in the whole branding of that, right? When you really think about defining your brand, there's so many components into it, but starting a podcast to me, is, in my opinion, what really started to develop my own brand and is what led me into where I'm at today. I wouldn't be in this seat behind this microphone with the Rush Impact logo on that I'm so passionate about and so honored to wear and represent and have a CEO like Jeremy Warner at the helm. And I think about the growth. I mean, man, just from start to finish, but none of that would have been possible without the podcast. And I created this one quote, and this is what a podcast means to me. Your current situation's not your defining moment. What a podcast really allows you to do is it allows you to position yourself as a student, as a teacher, as a listener, as an expert, and as an authority. And there's very rare occasions where you can do all those things in a 10-minute episode, a 15-minute episode, or a 20-minute episode. But how the podcast got started, guys, once again, I didn't think it through. I didn't wait for the right moment. I didn't wait for the right audience. I didn't even know if the name was right. It just felt right. And it made sense to me. And it made sense to people that were important to me. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it mattered to me. And what Jeremy said is the marketplace will dictate whether it's good or not. And starting a podcast allowed me to create content that I can have throughout history. I can always reference it. If you go back and think about the connections that were made through that podcast and has what taught us valuable lessons into the transition for Define Your Brand podcast and so many other things. But I guess, Jeremy, the biggest thing for me, and it's kind of crazy, man. I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm looking back on my, like, thinking my first child was born, right? It's kind of walking down memory lane. But live video, writing a blog, and growing an Instagram following would have never happened for me had I not started the podcast. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's call a spade. We all love to hear ourselves talk. We all love to know when we really resonate with someone and we brought so much value that it helped change someone's life. And that's what a podcast does. But I think the thing now more than ever that why people need to start a podcast is because over 90% of all human beings in America, or across the world, I think, have a mobile phone. And what a podcast allows you to do is access these people at their convenience, mm-hmm. not yours. So when you think about all the applications that are out there for people to download onto their phone and have, and then they can download and the episode automatically comes to them. They don't have to search for it. It gives you an opportunity to create content that is sent directly to this end user anytime you want.
Yep.
And they can consume it whenever they want, traveling, Bluetooth. I mean, it's going to bed at night. It's endless to capabilities. But, and to me, I think that's probably one of the most important things about a podcast now is that the reach is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Love that point that, you know, it's at the listener's convenience. And if you see the shift with everything, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, TiVo was big, DVRs, you know, now it's, you know, everything is recorded streaming and you can pause and watch whenever you want and not have any commercials and everything like that. So, you know, technology is changing how we look at things. Technology is allowing us to do it at our time. You know, technology is making it more convenient for the individual because, you know, we live in a busy, busy, busy space. Everything is faster and faster and faster, even though it's the same 24 hours, but everybody's always trying to increase time. And podcast allows you to do that. If you're not any good on video and maybe, you know, you're better with words, you're better getting on a mic, you know, then maybe you start off with a podcast first, even though we feel that live video is going to impact more because, you know, 1 minute of video is equivalent to 1.8 million words. So it has a bigger impact, but maybe your skills and the things that you're doing is going to have a better reach and a bigger impact on podcast. And you know, that maybe that's the component you start with first, just like you did. And it's going to allow and lead you to other things that's going to make you grow as an influencer and define you as the expert in your field. So, you know, going back and looking at everything that, you know, we did with the Power Great and the quick success that you had with it and where it got you to the top 26 for 2017. And all those other things is the whole reason why the Define Your Brand podcast is going on right now, because, you know, I saw it, you know, at first I didn't think it was a huge impact. You know, at first, you know, a podcast, there's, you know, everybody's on it and things like that. But, you know, it gives us an opportunity to share our information and share the knowledge that we have and actually put it out there and then allowing our audience to listen to it at their own convenience. And, you know, we're seeing a tremendous impact on it. We're seeing the Define Your brand itself just transform within days. And, you know, it just takes one. It takes one message to get across and it resonates with the right individuals. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden you're going viral. And it's turning into other opportunities and you know, other situations for you to create a show and do, you know what, there's so many things that a podcast can lead to, but just start with it. You know, don't worry about how the screen looks, don't worry about the lighting, don't worry about this, just get your message out there, put it out to the marketplace, and then make sure your content resonates with your brand and people are going to listen.
Well, and I'll say this about a podcast. I'm a blue collar guy from a town that has 30,000 people in it total in the whole county, 8,000 people in the city limits. And what a podcast allowed me to do was connect with people who were making $100 million a year who had sold over $5 billion of products worldwide. And guess what happened? When those folks came on the podcast, all of a sudden I became more of an authority figure. And yet I was still undefined at what I wanted to do. These key folks across the country, across the world that have made 100 times, 200 times more income than I've ever seen, we're now going and telling their teams that, hey, this interview was spot on. Or they were saying, look at this imaging that they've created. And guys and gals, the one thing that I can tell you about the podcast is that you don't have to have a ton of promotion behind it. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on it. All you have to do is make an impact with one person, and you'll wind up on a top 26 of 2017 list with a podcast with the likes of Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Lewis House, who combined have over hundreds of millions of downloads. And I won't say anything, but I was told by one of those folks that I didn't have enough downloads a month for him to be on my show. But yet I was in the same list as that person, you know, and you know, and the cool thing about that is that who really am I? Right. I'm still defining my brand. But we started a podcast, Jeremy, and it's led us to, I think, point number five, which is important with us, is we were truly able to connect with other influencers. And, you know, Jeremy, you do an exceptional job of this. So I'll let you take this one to start. But I think this is a huge point as well.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said that when you had your podcast, it allowed a individual as Matt Crane sit in Pulaski, Tennessee, and actually talk with other influencers that are making hundreds of millions of dollars. And then you share that out to the marketplace. Now you became the brand influencer. You become the expert at what you do. So, you know, it doesn't matter what field you're in, what position, you know, connecting with other influencer is a huge key and a huge opportunity to allow yourself to get your name out there to other networks, you know, to be able to connect with another audience besides the one audience that you have now. And, you know, I'm going to share a quick story with everybody on, you know, my connection with Grant Cardone. For a lot of you guys know, I have a 10X tattoo. I did it way, way before anybody really had the 10X tattoo. I did it right after I read his book. And the reason why I did that is because it's something for me that when I wake up every day, I see that and I know the meaning that it has for me. And I know at that instance, I'm going to go out and do everything that is possible for me to 10X every single moment. But here's a story I can share with everybody that how I connected with another influencer and how it's helped our business grow together. And it was all through Snapchat. So Snapchat came out, then it created the filters, okay? And the filters allowed you to, you know, create designs and different things like that and actually, you know, increase engagement and actually, you know, you can do different things to promote yourself through these filters. So when it first came out, Grant had such an impact on me. I haven't met him yet. He was a big mentor of mine. I read all his books, listened to all his shows, did every webinar, all those components, just absorbing information. So for me, I wanted to do something back in return, you know, a way that I could thank him. So one day, the Snapchat filters came out. You know, at Rush Impact Media, we do a lot of content creation, things like that. And we understand graphics and all that. So we were the very first ones to jump into this. And we created a filter for Grant. I knew exactly where he lived, like everybody else that follows Grant.
Right.
And I let that filter go live where he lived. And he hadn't used it to that point. Then one night, the filter went live. And then you should have saw the shift in what Grant was doing on Snapchat when those filters started hitting. I was doing one after another. And you guys remember, you know, don't be a dummy. he was smacking the dummy and things like that. You know, that started about that same time. It took Grant for me, and I'm not saying I create anything because Grant does it all, but it just gave him like a different energy because it was something that was personal for Grant. You know, 10X or, you know, the millionaire booklet, or, you know, all the different things that Grant has. You know, you had this filter that I created for him, and all of a sudden him and I had a connection. And then from that point on, you know, he shared out on Snapchat that I was the Snapchat king, and, you know, I was the person that did all this stuff. And then now all of a sudden everybody else is starting to hear about, you know, the things that we're doing at Rush Impact Media. Next thing I know is, you know, we're connecting in New York, having a 3-hour conversation. You know, from that, it leads me to doing geo filters for DJ Khaled, Antonio Brown, and many, many others. And by giving to another big influencer, it connected me with other influencers. And then I became the brand expert at doing that. And, you know, that's the big, you know, when we talk about connecting with other influencers, you have to show other networks and other audiences that you're an expert. Once you become, you know, the brand expert at what you do, you start sharing your story, start doing all these other things to get exposure and start building your audience. Then you have to start building your audience even further out, and it's multiplying it and then multiplying it and multiplying it. You know, you can't expect to go to the same stadium over and over and over again with the same 100 people and expect that audience to grow. You're going to have to go to another stadium, play your music, grow your audience, go to another stadium, grow your audience. And that's the same thing how social media works, and that's how you leverage the influencer aspect, is you connect with other influencers. You guys leverage each other, and then you build your brand even further from that component.
Well, and I think hopefully our listeners got this, but the key component to all that for Jeremy and for our business and for anything else is you made it all about the influencer. You didn't make it about yourself. Correct. And I think that's one of the biggest missteps that so many people have about connecting with influencers. The whole reason why these influencers are on social media is so they can engage with their buyers, so they can engage with people who they want to buy their product, who they want to see their content. And if you can start creating a connection with them, guess what they're going to do for you? They're going to share you with their audience. They're going to share your content with their followers. They're going to give you shout outs. And guess what's naturally going to happen is your profile is going to grow. I can tell you this personally with Grant, is that Grant was the very first key influencer that ever gave me a shot. Mm-hmm. I was on a Periscope one time, and Jeremy talked about tagging an influencer, but I had read Seller Be Sold. And it just hit me in the face from cover to cover. And I did a Periscope about it and tagged Grant in this Periscope, and the guy showed up. And I went from my Periscopes having one viewer on the very first one, zero on the second one, one viewer on the third one, to the fourth one that I did with the Seller Be Sold kind of shout out. I think it ended at like 15, 16,000. And from there it was done. My confidence went through the roof. My, all of a sudden I had abilities that I didn't think I had. And I threw more caution to the wind. But what Jeremy did, and I watched this unfold firsthand, and let me help you out with something. He's not giving himself the credit that he deserves, but these Snapchat geo filters, he's had over millions of impressions with them. Not million, millions. And in the digital space, everybody that knows what impressions really mean, they can understand how powerful that is. But when he did these, he didn't preempt it with a big to-do and a big shout-out because he wanted to give himself attention. He just went and did it. And naturally, these influencers gave him credit. And every time he showed up on another stream, another social media outlet, there could be thousands and thousands and thousands of people on these streams, and he was always shouted out. And so here's what I want to say. If you think that your influencer hasn't noticed you, you're wrong. They notice every single person, but have you provided them with enough value and consistency in what you're doing? And does your content resonate with them to the point where they'll give you a shout out? And Jeremy, I mean, it's just from top to bottom when it came to Grant. I mean, there's nobody, in my opinion, that really exemplifies Grant Cardone's message when it comes. He's not a fan. I'm just telling you guys, he's not a fan. He loves Grant. And when I say fan, he doesn't fan on him. He takes everything that he does and he puts it into action. And so I think that when you want to talk about connecting with influencers, hey, you could have all the talent in the world. You could have the best look, the best physique. You could have the fanciest car, and you could have the biggest telephone stack of money that you're talking into on your social media accounts. But if you're not committed to showing these influencers that their content means enough to you, and you're going to share it, and you're not just going to say, hey, great live stream at Grant Cardone, and then when he goes back, he notices that you didn't share it out. Come on. And I'll go a step further here. I've seen it happen with us in our podcast. I saw it happen with the Power of Great, and you see it happen all the time. Everybody, when the hype is right, wants to tell you, oh, man, great content, love what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. But then you go back, and they haven't left a review. They haven't subscribed. It's like, how valid is it? Yep. So if you want to really connect with influencers, you better be authentic with it. Because I can tell you right now, they'll give you 5 seconds of their time, and you'll never get it back unless they see that you're doing for them what you really want them to do for you. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. For me, it's being a true professional all the way through. It's just not, you know, you have a lot of individuals that just jump on streams, like, and then leave, and they're really not even listening to the message. And, you know, after time goes on, when you become a key influencer and you become a person of influence in any aspect that you do, you know the individuals that come in all the time that's sharing. You know the individuals that's coming in and actually creating, you know, a conversation and a relationship. Because that's what social media allows you to do, is to build a relationship. And social media allows you to build a relationship that is a bigger brand than yourself. They allow you to build a relationship where you can actually make contact with your mentor or something that someone that influences you. And you have to take advantage of this. You know, I'm a big person about opportunities. And you know, if I show up to a live stream and I'm listening to someone, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I engage, share the content out, and also let them know that, hey, you know, it means a lot to me. You know, it could be through direct message or it could be a comment in the post, but however you do it. And, you know, just one message is not going to get the attention. You're going to have to do it over and over and over and over again. But by being consistent with that, the influencer understands that you actually care and you're authentic in your message. And it's not something that you're just trying to draw attention to yourself. You have to be authentic with the engagement. You have to be authentic with the brand development and the relationship that you're building with the influencer, or they're not going to give you the time of day. And at the end of the day, people have to understand, unfortunately, people just don't care, you know? And yep. If you don't get your message across and actually get the attention and actually provide value, they're not going to care. And you have to be a professional at this. You have to be a pro. You got to be authentic. You got to be consistent. You got to put it into action, and you actually have to show that you care.
Yeah, so there again, ladies and gentlemen, recapping our 5 key components to defining your brand. You know, definitely want you to do live video. We want you to write a blog. You need to be on Instagram. You need to start a podcast. And more importantly, you got to connect with influencers. And, you know, Jeremy, it's been a fun episode, man.
It's been great. I love it.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. And, you know, we want to give a huge shout out to every one of you guys and gals out there that have subscribe to the podcast, have left a review, and are continuously showing us appreciation and what we're trying to provide for you, because at the end of the day, your brand is your responsibility. We want to be a vessel that brings people to you and brings value to you in all that we do. And more importantly, we definitely want to be the authority in the marketplace on defining your brand. So we'll see you guys next episode.
Thank you.